Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the big brouhaha between the FBI and Apple Computers, which has turned into a battle between the forces of good and emissaries from hell, with both sides claiming to be the good guys. It's the age-old battle between privacy and security, a slope more slippery than a caffeinated eel in a bathtub full of bacon grease. The problem is, you let one government into your back door, and every other government is going to break land speed records to get in line to do the same, and not all of them will be bringing lubricant. There's no such thing as a virgin repair kit. The FBI says they only need to do this once. Yeah, right. Federal investigators in 11 other jurisdictions have already filed motions seeking access to suspects' iPhone data. A Manhattan DA has 175 iPhones he wants to crack. The FBI says we need to trust them. The same FBI that vowed they weren't conducting illegal surveillance on Americans until it was revealed they were. You mean that FBI? I wouldn't trust that FBI as far as I could throw two handfuls of glue. And the fallacy of the backdoor code remaining secure is so laughable, it should be greenlighted its own sitcom on Comedy Central. Their claim that nobody else would get their hands on this technology is either woefully ignorant or a further demonstration of an ineptitude approaching that of a Sherman tank in the upper branches of an elm tree. The only way to find security in this, the seventh year of the second decade of the 21st century, is through solitary confinement. And finally, supporting the FBI's position, Donald Trump called for a boycott of Apple in a tweet he sent out on his iPhone. You can't make stuff up like this. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.